Gold. By André Pete. August 21, 2012. Several times in his letters, Paul alludes to the idea that the life of a believer is like a contest. He saw himself that way, but also encouraged others to be like a runner who goes for gold. 1 Cor 9:24-25. Phil 3:14. In due time at the Bema, the honor podium, the prizes will be awarded. On that occasion, the appreciation will be shown of what was done by the body. Whether it was good or evil, 2 Cor 5:10. What value had our lives? This will appear at the finish line. All what was useless, wood, hay and straw, equals what man produces, will go up in smoke. But what will count is what God in our lives accomplishes. Not our work for the Lord, but His work through us will be rewarded. Elsewhere we read that the Lord will come with His wages, and each will be paid. Rev. 2:12. His wages means everything he has earned and he was able to develop in others. Hence, Paul writes that we should at all times be superabounding in the work of the Lord, 1 Cor 1:5-58. It is his work. And how can we be abounding in it? The answer is in the first part of this verse, by being steadfast and unmovable, standing firmly in the truth of the good news of the risen Christ. Each day we may stand up. And first of all look up and thank Him for what He gives and for all that He has spoken. For what He has promised, He will assuredly do. Such a day cannot be ruined. That is gold. Line of Symbols. Translation, Peter Fedima. Copyright André Pyatt, www.goldberry.nl. Return to main index page.